You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government says its $76 million tourism recovery package is about reviving the sector after the bushfire crisis. Responding to calls from the tourism industry, the package includes $20 million for a nationally coordinated domestic marketing initiative and $25 million for a global marketing campaign to drive international tourism. The remaining $31 million will go to regional tourism events, international media and travel trade hosting initiatives, tourism businesses' attendance at the Australian Tourism Exchange, and a diplomatic network to get the message across that tourism, international education and export sectors are ready. Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham says the industry is suffering.
It is about saving the jobs of Australians working in tourism businesses, because ultimately fewer international visitors coming means less business in those tourism businesses, and that of course means fewer jobs for people, and so we've really got to turn that around.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australian tourism is facing its biggest challenge in living memory as a result of the bushfires. The sector is expected to lose $4.5 billion by the end of the year, according to the Australian Tourism Export Council. CEO of Victoria's Tourism Industry Council, Felicia Mariani, has welcomed the announcement.
Most of the tourism industry derives, you know, half if not more of their income in this period of the first couple or few months of the start of the new year. And this has been taken away from them. Not only have they lost their immediate visitation, but they're also now losing any hope that they'll have forward visitation. The massive $76 million from the federal government will provide a really much needed boost to the industry at a time that it's pretty bleak.
The federal government announced a further $192,000 in grants, loans and tax assistance for small businesses. But both commitments come too late for some. Ms. Mariani says one operator in Victoria experienced $200,000 worth of cancellations and had to return $60,000 in deposits for those demanding their money back.
Many of these people that I spoke to were saying, you know, look, it's great, we want to do some marketing, but the reality is we can maybe hang on for 4 weeks or 8 weeks, but after that we'll have to shut our doors. These are small business owners that just cannot afford to take this kind of hit. You know, losing this kind of business currently, but then also losing business for future, they're pretty pessimistic about their ability to be able to hang on.
There has been significant damage to Victoria's reputation as a travel destination, with operators across the state seeing a substantial downturn in visitation and forward bookings. International visitors have avoided the country altogether, pulling out of plans to travel to destinations not even affected by fires. Bookings out of the US to Australia are down an estimate of around 40% and in other key markets 30 to 40%. Mr. Birmingham says Australians should travel to fill the gap left by international visitors.
Ultimately, fewer international visitors coming means less business in those tourism businesses, and that of course means fewer jobs for people, and so we've really got to turn that around. But in the interim, we are running what is quite unprecedented for Tourism Australia, domestic tourism campaigning to encourage Australians to step up and to fill that gap while we get the international markets to recover and to think about holidaying here in Australia throughout the course of this year.
Though some are sceptical of the global marketing campaign for international visitors, just last month, Tourism Australia was criticised for what was called a misleading ad beckoning international visitors to the country. Dubbed Mate Song, the $15 million video fronted by Kylie Minogue featured cheery beach scenes, ignoring the reality of the bushfire crisis ravaging the coast. Following the ad release in December, Mr. Birmingham responded to complaints, stressing the need for a strong tourism market during the crisis. Mr. Birmingham says the new funding will focus on getting the best possible images of Australia out to the world and will not focus on celebrities.
But no, we're not about to go and spend millions of dollars on paying celebrities to visit Australia. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to carefully apply dollars to get the facts out there that Australia is open for business, safe to visit, and can still offer people an incredible tourism experience.
He says it will take time and sustained effort to recover from widespread media coverage of the fires, scaring potential visitors away. Mr. Birmingham says Australians are best placed to immediately understand that most of the country remains as safe to visit as ever. Other grassroots projects are already underway, such as the Empty Esky campaign. The initiative asks Australians to visit a bushfire-affected town in 2020, empty esky in hand, to assist local tourism industries and small businesses. Despite the commitments, Mr. Mariani says the problems are much bigger.
When businesses can't afford to keep their doors open, it means that they can't afford to employ people. It means that they're not buying other goods and services off of businesses in their region. It means that the people that they employed can't afford to buy and make their financial commitments that they have as well. So the knock-on effect that tourism represents in terms of the economic contribution and viability of our regional communities is vital.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale told the ABC the far-reaching impact of the fires should be a wake-up call for more broad-sweeping action.
The federal government was missing in action for far too long. They've been criticised by, indeed, their own side of politics in New South Wales. And of course, underneath all of it, one of the main drivers for this crisis has been the breakdown of our climate. And that has to start with the issue of the mining, burning and exporting of coal. Coal is the biggest contributor to the climate crisis.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.